Showered with critical adoration on its premiere in 2023, Julia heads to the IPAC Theatre in Wollongong for a hotly anticipated and unmissable two-week season. It steps into the shoes of Australia's first and only female Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, a compelling insight into the person behind the mask and a reflection on the experience of women in contemporary politics. Playwright Joanna Murray-Smith joins us now on 2SER Breakfast. Hey Joanna, how are you?
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm very well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us. Now, what was your inspiration to write this? Was it an interest in politics, female leaders, or Julia Gillard herself?
No, I had no interest in writing this. I never wanted to write it, but the Sydney Theatre Company asked me if I would do it, and I, in order to be gracious, said that I would read everything that I could about Julia Gillard. I had voted for her, that's true, but I hadn't really taken in exactly what she had gone through during her leadership. And so, first of all, I was astonished to see that she passed more legislation in her prime ministership than any other previous prime minister. But also, I was interested in the fact that despite everything that had been written about her and about her term as Prime Minister, there was nothing that told you anything about Julia Gillard, the woman. And that gave me a lot of space to invent, so long as I had her permission to invent. So I then went back to her and said, look, I've been offered this opportunity to write a play about you. How do you feel about it? And she said, fine, go for it. So that gave me the permission to speculate, really. And as a writer, you know, that was the excitement, was that I would be able to use my imagination to imagine what it was like for her to be leading at that time in the national culture where media was pretty vicious towards her.
Yeah.
And it was very hard to be a woman in a leadership role.
So that's cool. The research wasn't just sort of going back and reading old news stories and books and stuff. You actually had help and insight from Julia Gillard herself.
Well, I didn't have her endorsement, but she did. I did wear her down to the point where she agreed to being interviewed. And actually, I think she was probably surprised because most treatments of politicians are quite conventional and quite sort of factual. But this was both a very funny and very sad insight into what it was like to be inside her head when she was going through what she was going through. And my idea really was to be able to connect with the audience so that in a way where the audience really understood that she was just a normal woman. She is just a normal woman in many ways, and she has the same vulnerability and the same sense of frailties that we all feel as human beings, but nobody ever recognised that.
Do you know if she's seen the play herself, Joanna?
Yes, she has.
Yeah?
She came to the final night in Adelaide. I wasn't there, unfortunately. I was in Europe, but she was incredibly gracious. She snuck in up the back because it's not hard to, it's not easy to disguise yourself as Julia Gillard.
No.
And there was a curtain call for the actors. The show gets pretty much a standing ovation every show. And then as people were turning to leave, they saw her sitting in the back row and they gave her a standing ovation. And the actors came back out on stage and joined the audience in recognising her. But I should say, that sounds as if it's an absolute glorification of her.
Yeah.
It's not. The play is actually quite critical of her as well. So it's not an out-and-out kind of, you know, puff piece. It's actually quite a detailed look at the price of leading a life in the public eye and also a life in public service.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think that most politicians, regardless of what side of politics they're on, generally go in with good intentions. And then it's life that messes them up, you know. It's the fact that they have to compromise and negotiate and end up clinging, you know, wanting to cling to power above and beyond their original ideological reasons. And to some extent, that was true of her.
And do you say, I mean, obviously it's had rave reviews. It's really resonating with audiences. To what do you attribute this resonance beyond the fact that you're an excellent playwright?
Thank you. Well, We all began to realise, we all being the team behind the show, that we had anticipated and at least wanted the audience to feel as if they had could suspend their disbelief and really enter the mind of Julia Gillard through that period. That's what the intention was. What we hadn't realised was that a big chunk of the audience was adult at the time that she gave the misogyny speech around which the play is built.
Yeah.
And they feel, as I feel as a playwright, that I didn't really pay her due deference at the time. Yes, I sat in front of the television and watched the news and said, oh, isn't it terrible? Isn't the media mean? That said, I'm, you know, married to a journalist and very involved in the media. But, you know, what she went through was absolutely vicious. But what happens is that you have the opportunity to respond to her and what she went through again and to do it properly. And so what the audience is doing is they're remembering who they were at the time, and realizing what it was she went through, really in a sense for us. I mean, there are a lot of women who were in jobs where they couldn't speak up. And when she gave the misogyny speech, she was really speaking for those women who felt powerless in their workplaces because they were worried that if they spoke up about, misogyny in the workplace, they'd be fired. So it's very emotional. So big chunks of the audience are crying every night, as well as laughing.
Yeah. Well, I guess it's appropriate that you have a team of strong women putting this production there. You, of course, wrote the play. We've got Sarah Goods in the director's chair and the legendary Justine Clarke appearing as Julia.
Yeah, well, Justine is absolutely phenomenal. I mean, a show never thrives because of one element. It's always, this very, very deep collaboration. And Justine is completely superb. I didn't think she was right for the part originally and then realised that, in fact, it's her incredible warmth, as well as her brilliance as an actress, that it's her incredible warmth that allows the audience to let the barriers between them and any kind of political position they take or any kind of sense that Julia was like a larger-than-life figure, and actually embrace her as an ordinary woman. That's Justine's great talent. And Sarah and I have worked together on many things and are currently working together on The Talented Mr. Ripley, so we know each other very, very well. Yes, that opened last Saturday night in Sydney. So, we're great collaborators.
I'll have to get you back on again soon to talk about The Talented Mr. Ripley. Joanna Murray-Smith, playwright, for a play you never wanted to write. Julia is playing at the Wollongong's IPAC Theatre from the 3rd to the 13th of September. It's about a person who never gave endorsement for this but still went to go and watch it. Head to merrygong.com.au to get tickets. I really appreciate your time today. Absolutely wonderful to have you with us here on 2SER Breakfast.
Thank you, Danny.